I told him first day he was here, I said, man, if you ever need, if you have a question, if you got about a read or, you know, I'm always there. I'm always an open book to try to help you. You know, we've all been around guys that maybe they've got other things going on. They don't want to help the young players. But my role on this team is to make our room better, however that is. If that's helping him, helping Tom. You know, like I said, it's not about me, so it's more about helping us get better as a football team. So I told him that he's asked questions along the way. He's a very smart guy, retains information really well. So he's kind of ahead of the curve. I mean, he's really doing a lot of really good things. This is a challenging system for a quarterback, but I think he's taking all the right steps and putting in the work to get better.
So a quote from you from 2015 that when you came in, learning this offense was like reading Chinese backwards. So in these past 2 years, have you grown into learning this offense?
Well, it's English now, which is good. Which is always positive. You know, it's a great system. It really is. They put a lot on the quarterback, but I think it helps you from a pre-snap plan, I guess, is the best way, because you're so involved in all the mic points and everything that goes around you. So it's a great system. We've got a lot of really good players. I'm a lot more comfortable now, obviously, than I was then. You know, that was kind of a cram session just to be able to go out and function on Sunday and give our team a chance to win. So I've put the time and effort in. You know, now you just got to take it to the field. And when the lights are on, go out and make plays.
How's it been with Coach O'Brien calling the offense?
It's been great. You know, he's passionate about it. It's fun. You know, it's fun to have him in the room. It's kind of infectious. You know, when he shows up, he's always in a good mood. But even if he's not in a good mood, you know, he's in there to work, and he expects us to be on our P's and Q's all the time. You know, he's been around the greatest of all time, so he's learned a lot from Tom up in New England, and you know, he applies it to what we do now. So, great football coach, great person. I love the environment, the culture he's created around here. I think he's done a fantastic job of that. And like I said earlier, it makes it fun to come to work every day. You know, you're excited to be around the guys you're around, and you know, that means a lot. And it says a lot about what they do around here.
Back room right now?
It's great. Yeah, it's a great room. You know, we're all really close. I think me and Tom have been close ever since I got here. We've kind of always had that bond. We've spent a lot of time together. You know, away from the field, whether it be golfing or, you know, his wife is a really good cook. My wife's out of town, so I'll take a home cooked meal anytime I can get it. But you know, it's good. Deshaun's come in. He's been exceptional. He's been great. So we got a really good room. It's fun to come to work. I know it sounds cliche and simple, but there's a lot of places around the league where it's sometimes it's like, you know, I got to go to work today. But, you know, around here, it's fun. We got a great locker room and a lot of guys, a lot of really fun guys.
What makes it so fun? I mean, other than just the guys you're with?
I think the competing part. I mean, I told the guys earlier, if we could just do 2 minute every single drill, you know, go out and compete and talk a little crap, and, you know, they're going to win some, we're going to win some. That's fun, you know, you know, you guys hear Kareem. Kareem never shuts up. And I don't even have to go against him, but I've always got something to say back to him. So it's just we're all in this thing for one common reason, that's to win. And win, give ourselves a chance to win as many games on Sundays. And the environment they've set up it kind of creates that and allows us to go out, have fun, compete. But while we're here, we work. And then when you leave, you take care of your personal life. But it's a great atmosphere.
You mentioned Bill's personality. How much of that is really what everything here is all about?
Yeah, you know, it starts with him, and that's just the way it is. I think you know, he demands a lot from everybody. You know, I think coaches, players alike, even the support staff, you know, those guys. But I think it pays off when it's all said and done, because people are, you know, they know when they walk through those doors that they got to work. And I think that's a credit to him, because he's kind of created that culture. So he's a great football coach, a lot of fun to be around, and a guy I got a lot of respect for.
And we've talked to you about the quarterback room so much, about how good it is now. How do you anticipate that changing, if at all, over the course of camp and then into the season?
I don't think it will. We were just talking about before we came out here. I mean, from the day that either I got here, you know, 3 years ago, or Deshaun got here 3 months ago, I think no one's really even batted an eye. I mean, we all know the situation. I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm an old guy. I've been around the block a couple of times, and I understand how everything works, but I think they would all agree that, you know, it's bigger than us three. I mean, we kind of help ride the ship, you know, as the quarterbacks, but at the same time, you know, if our relationship's dysfunctional, that's infectious across the team, and that hasn't been the case. We've got a really close room. We laugh, we joke together, we help each other, and a lot of guys can't say the same thing around the league. I mean, there's a lot of guys that just kind of go about their business and don't really worry about the guy next to them, but I can truly say that all three of us care about each other, and we want each other to be successful.